Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. And today is September 4th, and I'm Julia Cannon. I don't even know who I am today. I'm starting to go, who am I? Julia Cannon, and I have tonight with me Suzanne Spooner and Shonda Garrison, and she just ran out the door to get the book with the number. But she'll have it back here in a minute, so you can call in. Here, she's back in here. If you have any questions, because what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have an interactive show where you can call in, because this is so exciting, because we just got in today the hot new book, Convoluted Universe, Book 5. Yay! And so we're going to start discussing it. We're going to read some stuff out of it, some excerpts, and just give a little teasers. You know, we're not going to give it all. We can't do that.
We got enough time to do that.
No, we don't have enough time. But we want to do a little brain teasing here and just have some conversations about it. And because, you know, that's what it is. It's mind bending concepts. And so that's what we want to do, and just start doing some of that. So that's what I'm going to do first of all, is give out the toll-free number, and that's 1-888-627-6008, 1-888-627-6008. And let me do a couple of announcements first before we go into this, and that's about the events that are coming up. We have our classes coming up here next week now, boy. We have our, level 2 and level 1 classes. Level 3 is, you know, closed, but level 2 and level 1 classes for anyone, well, level 1, anyone that wants to become a practitioner, now's the time. You know, it's just, come on. It's in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and anybody that wants to help and just, you know, wants to help others, help themselves, as we've talked about it before. And we've had Suzanne on before. That must be the French in you coming out, Suzanne.
You can call me Suzanne if you want.
Suzanne. Suzanne and many other wonderful practitioners on before talking about that and how QHHT helps people help themselves. And that's what it's all about. And we, as well as we have the online classes, so you can learn to do that. But anybody with an open heart, an open mind, who wants to help others, help themselves, that's what that's all about. So you can learn that here live. That's our last live class of the year. We have like two of those a year in the United States. And then you can get that information on the DoloresCannon.com site. And then I'll be going out of the country and we'll be teaching level 2 classes in Spain, in Barcelona, and Beijing, China, Melbourne, Australia, and Kauai, Hawaii. So making the rounds here. And so if you get your level 1 and then you get your 10 sessions in, you can come to Kauai. So have a great time. So there you go. Or Australia, or wherever you want to go. It's just a matter of timing and what you want to do for an adventure. See, you can do anything here.
Anything is possible.
Absolutely. It's just about what you want to do. And then we wanted to also talk about, okay, we got an email after last week's
show
from a Cassandra who said that she was able, well, it wasn't from last week's show, but it was from a previous show that said that she was able to find a wonderful practitioner from a previous show from our show. And I just wanted to thank Cassandra for listening. And thank you so much for, you know, sending that email in and letting us know that you're listening, because like mom used to say, you never know that people are listening. And it's just so nice to find out that people are listening. It really is, you know, it's just wonderful. So thank you so much, Cassandra, for letting us know. And I'm so glad that you had a wonderful session and got your information. And now she said she's looking into actually taking the course and becoming a practitioner herself because she loved it, the experience. So that is wonderful.
Happens so often, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's wonderful. And then also I wanted to say something about something that happened this week. Became aware that Wayne Dyer passed away. And that was, I just wanted to put out our condolences and our, you know, heartfelt wishes there. And I, you know, as we know, it's a passing over and he just moved on. He just wanted to, like Mom did, he probably was done with what he had to do here and he had more, he could do more from the other side. And so, you know, but we wish his family and his loved ones the best. And, but he just probably has more that he can do there. And, but I know that's a shock to the world, just like we were shocked when Mom decided to make her transition. It's just, we think they're going to live forever because of what they're doing. And, you know, when they make that decision, it's their time. And it's still a shock to us, though, us mere humans.
Well, you know, and too, I mean, just like with Dolores, and we practitioners see in our sessions so often, I'm sure with Wayne and Emoto, Dr. Emoto, who passed so quickly after Dolores.
Well, actually, the day before Dolores.
Day before. You know, it's the veil is so thin now that it's amazing the messages and communication that are coming back from anybody that passes, but especially those that were such profound teachers in this dimension. Yes. You know, it really is. It's always so sad when a physical person transitions, but wow, what a huge heart expansion to know that our capabilities of staying connected and communicating is growing every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I just got this visual as you were saying that was all these hands reaching through, and they're just helping us, you know, they're just reaching through and just helping us cross, you know, through. It's like, you know, it's hard to put words to that. They're still teaching us and they're still working with us, you know, so.
I get what you're describing. I'm lucky because I can see you on video, so I know what you're doing. You're reaching your hand through the screen and pulling.
Yeah.
But I had a recent session where a gal was an observer in her session, and it was at a time on Earth, I believe, where there were a lot of souls leaving at once. And she was talking about how she was watching so many come through. And she was one of the ones that would bring them in to the resting place until they moved on to the next place, you know. And she was doing those same motions that you were doing of pulling them in, you know, and bringing them towards the light. So, you know, it's just... there's always something new to wrap our head around. And I think, you know, Dolores was so amazing when she started writing these convoluted books, the series, in such an interesting format, which carries out in this new book of each chapter being about a different session and a different category or a different experience. And, for me, when I was brand new to Dolores, it just gave me such a big palette of experiences to look at and to entertain that, wow, somebody had this experience and that must be, you know, what they were. And, you know, just it opened my mind like never before. So I'm very, very, very excited about this new book and, so excited about how it's going to touch people's lives as they open up the pages and begin reading it.
Well, since you put the email out, the phone, has rung nonstop. So it's just like.
The book is so beautiful. I mean, all of her books are, but this one is just, it's, there's, you just feel the heart energy in it. And, you know, I can't remember if we talked about this or if I thought I talked to you about this, Julia, but, you know, when you read it, you hear her, you know.
Yeah, it's, you like, said that. You said, I hear her. Yeah, it's just so, that's wonderful. That is, well, and you said the heart energy, which is really interesting because you didn't, had you seen, well, maybe you had seen the cover on the website.
No. Well.
You're seeing the cover now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Does that say heart energy or what?
That says heart energy times about a gazillion.
I mean, when Shonda took it out of the case, because they just came in.
They just today?
Just, I mean, what, maybe an hour.
Well, they were
this afternoon
before Nancy left, so before 5.
Yeah, just, you know, just this afternoon. So, I mean, these are hot in from the printer. And so we just took it out of the case. And when she goes, oh, my gosh, that book is pink.
I said, it's so pink.
It's so pink, you know. Well, yeah, it's very
it's hard energy.
It's hard energy, exactly.
It's hard energy.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful.
I don't know. I mean, and it's exploding. I don't know if you can see all the details on it, but it's like when you look at it, it's like it's exploding.
Oh yeah, that, I mean, just a beautiful center of white light that we all mm-hmm. know, and everything coming from it, and that beautiful pink and purple. Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful book. Fun. You know, here's what I've learned: is books have their own energy to them. And although, you know, I read sometimes on my iPad, which is fine too, because I think the energy is with it there as well. There is nothing like holding yeah. their books in your hand, because absolutely there's a transference of energy that goes between the intention of the author and the reader. And, you know, that old Dolores, she just is everywhere. So it's, you know, this is just another way to experience her great knowledge and humble heart.
Well, and that was what was so wonderful. Who actually, she told me in the hospital, when she was in the hospital, she said that this book was essentially done. But I mean, I had seen it when she was working on it. And to me, it still looked like it was kind of in, it was still in stacks. And I was like, right. Well, okay, I'll see when I get into it. And the first time I looked at it, it didn't look like it was essentially done. And then after we had gotten the Hidden Sacred Knowledge off, then I got the dust settled. Then I was able to look at it and I was like, okay. I mean, I really thought I was going to have more work, you know, actually that it had to be done. When I actually looked at it and I got into it, I was like, no, it's actually done. It's actually really ready to go. She was right. It really had very little that had to be done. It just had to be kind of spit shined and polished, and that was about it. And it was ready to go. So, yeah.
Of course it was. Of course it
was. Of course. She was right as always. You know? You know, she was working on 3 books at once, like always, like she said, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, here's what I was thinking of always about Dolores, but I was really thinking about her today. And, you know, the thing about her library of books that she's published is so amazing, because, I mean, you have the Jesus material and you have the ET material and you have the Nostradamus and then you have these convolutes, and, you know, there's things that probably ring out to all sorts of different people about which ones they like. But again, you know, I am so grateful that she formatted that convoluted in the way that she did, because it's just like, you know, it's kind of like sitting in a class with her as far as keep your mind open. You know, all these amazing things are happening.
Yeah, and anything's possible. You know, it's all there.
Right.
Yeah. like you said.
And what a master of asking questions she is, you know, too. And I know I just talked about her in first person because she is.
Yes, she's here. She's here.
Yes. without a doubt. But I mean, it's, you know, as a practitioner, it's to me, I mean, just when I was reading over some of these chapters, I mean, I pick up more knowledge just from reading how she asks questions. Mm-hmm. You know, she's always teaching. And I think for those that aren't practitioners, she just has a way of captivating you and keeping you enthralled about how each of these sessions progresses. But man, I wonder if she ever had a moment in her sessions where she couldn't come up with a question. I don't think so.
Well, she was very, very curious.
Yeah.
And that's really her thing. I think if she did, well, they were always feeding her questions.
Right.
That's where it came from. I mean, they would give her the guidance. I think if she did not have a question, she would probably ask, what do I do now? And so and then they would give her the guidance as to, well, go here, you know, so. And that's what we teach in the class, isn't it?
It is what we teach in the class. And it's, you know, thank goodness that she cataloged it. Thank goodness that she recorded. Thank goodness that she put it out to the world. Because if she just would have kept this to herself, you know, oh my gosh, I wonder, you know, how many people's lives have been touched by her knowledge, you know, YouTube clips and books and sessions and students that she's taught. And, you know, this happened today in my session, you know, it's just so fun to hear how people find their practitioner, you know, and the coincidence is not that, you know, draw one person to another. And, you know, you think that magic starts as soon as they find who it is they want to work with and set the intention of having a great session.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sets them on their path of discovery.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll say the weirdest things have happened since I made this appointment, you know, like, oh yes, I know this, you know.
Absolutely. Your whole world opens up.
It really does. So, you know, for those that have sessions, that's such a life transforming, life enhancing experience. For those that read the books, you know, what a wonderful way to take a break from everyday life, you know, and just know that these things happen. I mean, this isn't fiction. This is fact. These are people's real life sessions that she chose to share with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And then by teaching it, you have sessions just like this.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about that because her, you know, every day I sit with a client, I just am so grateful for how she taught us to do this work because there, you know, I listen to her, I read her, and there's so many nuances, but yet her process is so understandable and not simplistic, but easy to follow. And that is why it's so much fun at the end of the level one class when the students have had a day to practice and now 2 days to practice their skills for the first few times to hear them come back and talk about all these amazing experiences they had, much like you find in Dolores's books.
Exactly.
So, you know, experience is a great thing, and there's lots of, you know, there's uncountable things that can happen in a session, places that people go and things that they are that they never even imagined before they have this experience. But to hear people in their very first times, you know, having these experiences, you know, back in ancient times or being up on a ship, or being energy, or going back to source, or God, or being in a historical time on Earth, you know, all of that it's such a beautiful thing, and it's so fun to watch, you know, in the class, they're you know, the audience as they listen to their student friends talk about each of their sessions, the eyes just get really big, and the smiles and the giggles, and you know, it's such a it's such a beautiful thing to see people realize how easy it is to help their fellow man explore their consciousness and find their answers for themselves.
Absolutely. And what's really fun is when we find out, you know, they'll just think it's, oh my gosh, this can't be real. This is so outlandish. And it's like, well, have you read any of her books, any of Dolores's books? And they're like, no. It's like, well, it's right in there. You're kidding. It's like, well, this is, it's like you took it right out of the book. Really? Yes.
You know, I think that again is what was really interesting with Dolores, is that she would have similar experiences happen in many sessions, right?
Right.
So, I mean, this wasn't a one-time scenario that she would write about. It was really, you know, she had heard the same thing before, so she knew there's something to it.
Right.
Which helps, you know, in this, I don't know, I guess it's like a quantum physics, you know, you can't always have tangible proof.
Right.
But man, you know, this information that comes from them is so from the core. They couldn't make it up if they tried. And it sits with them. It resonates. You see it in the emotion as they talk about it. It is the most pure of all information, I believe.
Right. Yeah, especially, yeah, it comes from a place, like you said, they wouldn't know this stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's one of my, you know, every once in a while, I had this today, you know, this gal was, she hopped through 7 different lies. We just got snippets of each one. I'd take her to the next day and she's in another life, you know, so we just kept kind of rolling with it. But each time, once I got her subconscious there, it would go back and say, well, she needed to learn about knowledge. That's why we showed her this one. She needed to learn about her beginning. That's why we showed her this one. So it always ties it back in. But even she, at the end of the session, when we were talking about what happened, she says, well, I think I just made that up.
We've not made that before, have we?
Okay. If you were going to make it up, would you make up that you were a formless body in light that was being rejuvenated to the core of your being with unconditional love? Is that what you would have made up? And she goes, no, never.
Exactly.
You know, that thing of just making it up, I think it's just a part of that conscious mind trying to keep control. And
exactly.
You know, and I tell them too, you know, okay, so if you made it up, you made up some really good stuff that is very helpful for you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, great imagination.
Exactly, yeah. Very creative imagination.
Yeah.
So, good for you. but that's exactly it. That's a fantastic thing to say. And it's like, yeah, but that's when you get them to realize, you know, why would you make that up?
Well, you know, and two, I just scanned this email really fast, but I had a client that emailed me that I did a session with maybe, oh my goodness, like 6 months ago. And this ties into what you were saying at the beginning. Not only did she say that each time she listens to her recording, which anytime anybody does a session, their practitioner is making a recording for them. But every time she listens to the recording, she hears something new, and it helps her to grow spiritually and stay connected even stronger. And at the end, she says, and I'll see you next week down in Arkansas because I'm taking the level 1 class. She wants to help others, you know.
Oh, fantastic. Aww.
Yeah. So that, I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time, but, you know, that question on, they come in with a list of questions that they want their subconscious to answer. And I bet 7 times out of 10, that question is on there. Should I learn how to do QHHT? And
there you go.
It is. I think more people doing this, you know, the more we can help. There's so many people in the world.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a wonderful way. I mean, it gets right to the heart of the matter very quickly.
Yes.
Very, very quickly. I mean, there are other ways, but it does it very quickly.
Because, well, that's what I tell people. It's not treating the symptoms. It's getting to the root cause of everything. It gets to the origin of where things began at. And if we understand where it started at, then we can really wrap our heads around it and understand it and heal it and move through it. Right. So much better than just treating, you know, the ramifications of a situation, you know.
Right.
Why not understand why you're having it in the first place?
Right. And the other thing, like, and when you can see, like, when you're able to see some of the things that we can see in these sessions,
yeah,
when you're able to see the grandeur, when you're able to see the all, when yeah, you're given, you know, when you're able to, I mean, that's
it's
cool.
Huge.
I mean,
it's
that's, huge. You know.
People will ask me, you know, after a session, aren't you just tired? You know, because a session can go a good 6-7 hours or longer. And I'll tell them, no, I am energized. You know, I am like on cloud nine because, you know, they come into the session with so many questions and people have some real serious stuff they're working through. And they just don't get it. They don't understand why life has been the way or why they were abused or why relationships have been so hard or why they weren't taken care of. And they really just don't get it. And because of that and because of trying to deal with that for so long, they will make the body start being unhealthy, right? We talk about this a lot, about the body reacting to all that turmoil and stress that we're hanging on to. And one of my gazillionth joys of doing this work is at the end, counting them up and watching them open their eyes up with this look of wonderment and awe and this, oh my gosh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things that were like so many loose strings have all come together just so beautifully, like the most incredible woven fabric, and they get it and it gives them their power back. And they yeah, understand that they are the creator of their life.
Yeah.
And then they get to move forward mm-hmm, being guided by that part of them that loves them unconditionally with this great advice of what they're here to do. And oh my gosh, you know, that's what I mean by it being life transforming. I mean, people are changed from this.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. That's what I feel like is the biggest thing we can ever do for another person is to help empower them, give them their strength and power.
Well, that's, you know, that's what makes this, I think, different than anything else because, you know, if you go like to a psychic or, you know, you have your charts read or whatever it is, I'm sure there are incredibly aligned people that are very capable of giving you a true reading and telling you about yourself. But there's always with that element of, well, you know, I don't know if that fits or not. And, you know, that didn't really make sense. But in these sessions, the practitioner isn't giving any of the answers.
Right.
All answers come from the client, and that is huge validation. I mean, it's your voice answering. It's just that part of you that we all walk around with, we all carry, that knows everything. And
right,
it's hard for people to wrap their heads around that they all have it, but every single person on this planet has the capability of tapping into it. We call it our gut, our intuition. It does speak through us. We don't always recognize that it's that, but you know, the scenario of these beautiful sessions is just that they get to be in that space where they're accessing that part that knows everything for about 2 hours.
Yeah. And then what I found, yeah, then afterwards, because they've connected it there, then they can access it on a conscious level if they so choose. And usually people want to later, you know, but if they want to, now they know how.
Well, exactly. You know, and a lot of times they have a question on their list about how can I stay connected to my subconscious
mm-hmm,
easier. And that part of them loves to answer that question, you know, and, you know, the answer a lot of times is meditate or be quiet or be still or ask,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I think that is such a powerful thing because when you listen to your recording as well, that keeps that connection open. And then you are more able to determine if the information coming in is from the conscious mind or if it's coming from that high self. And, you know, when you can be guided more easily by that, oh my goodness, life gets so much easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's give a few little excerpts. Let's do some reading from the book here a little bit. Okay.
Sounds
good. This has been wonderful. I know, Shonda, you said you had one part that was really interesting that you just loved.
The Devourer of Worlds?
No, that one, that the separateness of the...
Oh, yes, yeah. Separateness.
Yeah. It actually was a part that we didn't have marked, Suzanne, but she was a couple pages beyond where we had marked. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, do you want me just to read the gist of it, and then we can kind of discuss it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, it's...
And it was what, 218? You want to start like a page before.
218, 217.
Yeah. Yeah, I think probably about maybe like 216. Maybe it's to get where it's talking about the chapter is a different perception of God. And it's where the person is with God.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. And then.
Okay, so you want to start there?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to read the whole thing or do you want to take turns?
However, go ahead and read the whole thing if you want to.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you by yourself or do you feel there are others with you? It only makes sense that there are others in addition to me, although I'm not perceiving them as individuals. I'm not alone. I don't feel lonely at all. You said it was like going home. Do you think that's where you came from or what do you feel? People can perceive home in many different ways. I'm feeling I'm becoming a morphized sort of cloud, but by becoming a part of this being, I'm reminded of another meditation that I had where I saw we were all humans coming together to then become one of the people at the table for the Galactic Federation. This is how I visualized doing this, that it would have to be humanity coming together as one to have a seat at the table. And I don't know if this is the oversoul or if this is more than that, but there is something wise and powerful about this individual, this entity. And it's losing the human characteristics and becoming much more amorphous. Dictionary definition, amorphous, shapeless, of no definite form or type. Because you individualized it and gave it human characteristics and it appeared to you in that way. Yes. But if you were so happy there and you felt so good about it, why did you leave? I don't know if I left as much as morphed with it. What do you mean? It's like it and I are, and others have become this kind of boiling cloud of plasticity that doesn't have to have any shape, doesn't have to have any form. So morphing is different than merging. Yes, merging to me is becoming one with it, whereas morphing means that the structure, the form they had before, becomes a different form, a different shape, a different texture. Looking at it becomes different. It's not the same. But you still maintain your individuality even though you morph or merge with it. I do. Do you think all the others there with you have their own individuality also? Yes. But yet it's like you don't worry about your individuality as much as we do here on Earth. People are always worried about losing their individuality. So you feel you have maintained that, but it's different. I'm trying to understand. Yes, I still know me. At the same time, I know the oneness. So there is no separation in that way. That's correct. But at one time, you did separate, but you said you didn't feel like you had separated. That's correct. I'm trying to understand that part. When you decided to go into a physical body, how does that happen? Pause. What happens at that time? I'm assuming that you did leave that oneness. At some point, an awareness left but stayed there also. It's hard to explain. I'm having trouble finding words. It seems like, from this perspective, that being in the bodies on Earth, for instance, is a manufactured separateness. That's an interesting choice of words, manufactured separateness, that we join in making, almost like we're still a part of the whole, but we have with our minds created a separate realityness, and it is an experience, a manufactured experience with the creation of reality, creating in it and a consensus with others. So you don't do it by yourself, in other words. My part I do by myself, the other parts are done by others, but it is in a coordinated, aware of each other co-creation. You want me to keep going or you want me to stop there?
That's probably good. Which shows how real or unreal it is. See, this is interesting because just before we're doing this, actually today, I'm working on the transcript of the video of the mock session that you did. Okay, where I don't want to give it away. Anyway, because that okay. Which is interesting. If I say too much, it gives it away, though. Okay, let me put it this way. Suzanne, have you ever had a session where you were at Source?
Oh, yes.
And you were there and
are you talking about me myself having the session?
Yes.
Being the client?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I have.
And where you were able to feel that and everything. Because I know this was a conversation Mom and I had, and this was an issue for her. And that's why she was asking so many questions, because this was a personal thing. She did not want to lose her individualization. She was mm-hmm. so concerned about losing that part of herself.
Well, and that's something that they preach so much mm-hmm. nowadays. Oh, be an individual. Mm-hmm. Don't be like everybody else. Yeah. Be your own.
Okay, I have a good analogy for this.
Uh-huh.
I have a great analogy for this. My dad has passed over, but we communicate. And one day, I asked him the question of what happens if he reincarnates. Would I still be able to communicate with him? And he says, of course you can. And I said, but how could that be if you incarnate? Doesn't your soul go in and, you know, move to a different place? And he so simply put it, it was so beautiful. And he says, no. He says, my soul is like an orange, lots of sections connected to the core. So that gave us the opportunity to, you know, kind of explore that a little bit. So he said, you know, there's always going to be a part of me here that can talk to you. There's always going to be a part of you here, mm-hmm. back and forth. So part, we each of those sections can be individual us's doing things, you know, maybe in parallel lives or consecutive lives or whatever. Everything's in the moment and now, you know, we hear that a lot too. But yet there's a part of us connected to the core that's that consciousness, it sounds like from the reading of the book.
Right. And that, then they keep talking about the facets and everything. I think that's what they mean. Yeah, it's all the facets. Mm-hmm. The facets of the whole are all having all these different experiences. So that's probably what you're, yeah, that would be mm-hmm. the segments of the orange.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I just like that term, manufactured separateness.
Right, you know, and that's what they've told me in my drawings. It's like the only perceived separateness is here. Yeah. Once we are there, it's no, we're all part of the whole. It's like, but like I said, we know. So somehow we know that we're part of it, but we're still ourselves. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
It's, yeah. And I think that yeah. why that drew me in so closely, because I think that's something that I'm kind of having to work through myself, is I know, because I'm around it all the time, and everybody's teaching it and saying it, you know, we're all a part of one, but on that same hand, I feel separate too. Manufactured separateness, I create that feeling, even though I know that everything's all one.
Well, I think that it's like a fear we're going to lose ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, you know, and there's the paradigm on the opposite, that you don't want to be too much all about yourself, you know, that you're here to serve others, you know, and then that gets wonky too if you get take that one to the extreme too much. So here we are in the land of duality, you know, we're supposed to be mastering this one here, you know, of the highest highs and the lowest lows, and, you know, love and hate and war and peace and all of that. So, yeah, it's, you know, there's so much to learn from every day of our life. And, you know, and I'll betcha, I wish I was a fly on the wall, but I'll betcha that person who had a session with Dolores that Chanda just read, in his wildest dreams, he wouldn't have thought of saying all of that information. You know, where does that come from?
Right.
So there's a, you know, you think you made it up? This, yeah. Really? You're brilliant. You're extra, extra brilliant.
Absolutely. And that's just it. I mean, for those of you out there, I'll just tell you right now, every client comes out of a session. I mean, wouldn't you say, I mean, let's say 99.9% of all the clients come out of their session saying, I think I made it up.
Yeah, you know, well, I talk about that a little bit before, so they kind of have a little bit of an understanding about that, because you never want them to discount something, even if they think they're making it up, even in the midst of it all, because when you go back and you listen to your recording, you cannot make it up. You just cannot hit all those points and weave them together in such a flawless fashion, you know? So I think, yeah, I think that's the conscious mind saying I was still here and I just made it up. But, you know, it's like, okay, take it as fact or fiction. It really doesn't matter if you get benefit from it, if it heals your body, if it gives you great peace and understanding about your life. Who cares? But, you know, we see in these sessions so many times that people are going through these lives in history, and it's very much not how history was written about.
Right.
You know, it's from a different perspective, and it's, you know, it's more pure. You know, they like to say history is written by the winners, you know, so we always have kind of a one-sided view of what has happened. And who's in power, and who does it support? You know, that's who writes history. So yeah. I think that's what makes these sessions so special.
Right. You get the truth. Okay. Did you have something, Suzanne, that you specifically saw that caught your attention?
Well, I liked Chapter 7, Experiencing Being Total Energy.
Okay. That was 93.
Let me get to it here. Okay, so in this one, there was kind of a theme about being in joy and moving to new challenges. So I'll just kind of start here. As they've entered the scene, and Dolores asks if he's outside, because it seems to be dark. He says, no, I'm looking for something. And she says, you said you were seeing blue tones. And he says, yes, they are everywhere. Where are those coming from? Everywhere. Is that normal? No, it seems to be common. I understand it. It's a feeling of being at peace. The colors are around because of the feelings I'm having. I'm in a relationship with the nature that I'm in. She asks, but you said you're looking for something. Yes, it's like I'm looking for an answer to a question. Explain what you mean. I think I'm seeking my soul, and I'm beginning to ask, what is this? I'm looking deeper at life. I've been a very physical man and strong, capable. So now I'm going to look. I felt good about my life, and I'm at peace. I'm content. Very good life. And I'm overjoyed. I'm complete in my life. Now I'm looking inside. She says, you feel that that's the next step? He says, it's naturally calling to me, yes. And Dolores says, I wanted to know more about his life before we explored this further. And he says, I'm a provider. I'm a hunter and a gatherer. I look after people in the village. And she says, so you take care of the families of the others in the village? Yes, I'm one of the ones. Others do the same thing? Yes, I'm very happy. I have a family and children. I'm so happy. There's nothing more for me to achieve physically. So I'm looking for... So it's like there's no challenge anymore. Would that be a way of putting it? Yes. Everybody's in heaven. The whole village is happy? Yes. No challenges. Yes, we've reached joyousness, everyone. So you feel there's nothing left to achieve? Yes, I know my role. It feels like that. There's a harmony, but it's not enough. Yes, there is the mere feeling of content and happiness. So I'm beginning to say I'm feeling feelings that are calling me. I'm happy, but something more is happening to me beyond my understanding. I feel content. I feel joy. We're dancing. We're playing. Everything's good. But then there's this inner calling. What is this? What is that? And Dolores asked, did that come all of a sudden or did you start feeling it gradually? And he says, gradually, we all feel it. And now I'm starting to ask myself, what is it? And she says, so the others in the village are feeling there's more besides what they're doing? Yes, we're in our hearts and we feel this presence. She says, usually when people find happiness, they think that's all there is. And he says, yes, they do. We did. They laugh. And she says, very few people ever get to that point when there's nothing else left to achieve and they're happy. And he says, yes, it's rare, but we're there. Not only me, but all of us. I don't know what we're seeking, but we're all in this place. I don't know if they know it yet. And she says, but you said you feel a presence. What do you mean? And he says, as though something is taking care of us all. There's warmth about us. There's warmth, almost like someone is looking after us, overseeing. And she says, a person? He says, no, like a creator. Oh, it's really good. An unseen presence, like it's everywhere in the air. It's a quality. It's really good. And she says, you said you've been aware of this for some time? And he says, yes, but not so much as I'm becoming so aware of it now. It's undeniable that it is beginning to feel as if before it was invisible, but now it's a feeling as if it's not invisible anymore. I feel it. I feel it in my body, wherever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other part of this, is that people have those feelings. They know what it's like to be in these places and have the feelings that they had in these other lives and other experiences. And that you can't make up.
Right. Absolutely. And I think I'm also thinking too, as I was reading that, read it before or anything, but as I was reading that, it was like, you know, I feel like we're moving into that kind of thing, you know, as we do these kind of things and we know that we're at this place that it's like, we're like, okay, what now? What next?
Right.
We know that we're co-creators. We know that we just, okay, now what? You know?
So, right. Well, and I think, you know, we have so much proof of this going on. I mean, there's everything external is so crazy and mm-hmm. so out of control, you know, that it makes you want to go in mm-hmm. and figure it out there. And, you know, I think when you do some of that inner exploration, then you're able to, you know, kind of detach from the chaos of it all and kind of observe it. And, you know, you can choose to be part of that chaos, or you can choose to, you know, work from a different, higher place. And that's a pretty powerful option that, right. you know, gosh, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago was so foreign to many people that it's not to anymore.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Looking at our time here, we've got a few minutes left. I want to be sure. Let me do this real quick, and then we can do another little excerpt. I want to let everybody know that we have a preprint special running on the book for another week, because it was going, because it just came in. So we've got a preprint special for 20% off. So you can go to the websites or you can call in. But the websites are ozarkmt.com or dolorescannon.com. Now, ozarkmt.com, so you don't get lost, go to the preprint. If you go to the store and then go to the preprint specials, it'll be on there. Mm-hmm. And it'll be 20% off. And then on the dolorescannon.com page, it's right on the homepage. So just click on the book and get your 20% off. But it's good for another week. So get your book now. You can call into the office now. And if you call in now, you'll get the machines. But leave a message. We'll call you back after Monday. I think we're taking a holiday. So we take the weekend. So, I mean, we're live people here. We don't have answering services. So we're live here. You get us when you call in. You know, so and so and that's 1-800-935-0045. So you can call in here and get your books. But that's 20% off, so it's $16 for the next week. So there's our little plug, shameless plugs here. We got that. Okay.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It was very exciting that the book got here just in time.
And it has definitely been some high energy in this office building today.
Yes. So, okay. So we have like 2 minutes, and let's see, what shall we do?
What was your favorite part, Julia?
Well, let's see. We hadn't done Gobi Light yet, have we?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Then if I can do that, I remember that. I think I'll do that one. Okay. And that's on page 291. Okay. So you decided to enter a physical body? Yes. Did you go somewhere before you entered the physical body? Yes. I wanted to help. So I wanted to enter. I wanted to find out how I could help. I don't know how I can help. How did you find out? I asked. I asked the person in charge how I could help. Tell me about the person who's in charge. I don't see anything. I just feel what I asked. And what did they say? Go be light. Go be light. Don't stand for anything wrong. Don't stand for evil. Break it up. Break it up. Go be light. Go be strong. Don't put up with anything dark. Go bring light. Go be light. Stand for light. Well, I'm getting the buzzings all over me as I read this. she's got it highlighted in hers. Okay. How do they want you to do that? As an example, stand up for light. Go be light. Wow, I just saw the evil. I asked if I could help, and they said that was the way I needed to do it. It was so sad. I had to go out. So you entered the physical body known as Melanie? Yes, I picked the perfect parents. They were the least likely to hold me back. But it's not easy when you get into the human body, is it? No. What did you think after you got into a physical body? At first, it was great. I liked being little, and I always did the right thing. I knew when people where I didn't understand why people would do things. But now Melanie has grown. Has she done what she was supposed to do? So far, there's more to go. She can do so much more. She got discouraged. It was just hard sometimes, waiting and being patient. But now she has come to a point in her life where she wants to know if she's doing what she needs to be doing. Yes. What is her mission? To keep bringing light, being light. It does work. It might not look like it, but it's got to be done to have strong light. It doesn't matter what she does as long as she's being light. She can do anything. Be light and step in where there's problems. Break it up. Speak up. Show people how to stand in the light by being light. Melanie was given a lot of advice about her agency and the things she was working on. Then we turned to her physical problems. It was mostly her right knee. It needs alignment. Too much. It was a heavy load. Just too much to do. What do you see in the knee? Wear and tear. Lots of miles. She chuckled. What are you going to do to fix it? Alignment. Oh, I'm straightening it out. Melanie made sounds as they worked on the knee. I could see the leg being moved and straightened and stretched under the cover. It was not something she could have been doing on her own. It looked like the leg was being pulled and manipulated. Then they announced they were done. It's alignment. It's aligned now. The doctor had told her he thought she was losing cartilage in the knee and they were thinking of the possibility of surgery. No, it's alignment. Sometimes the left knee bothered her because she was compensating. She pulled the blanket off because often when they are working, heat is generated. They discussed why the knee problem happened and why she had put on so much weight. She had pulled her knee and gotten out of alignment, but normally it wouldn't have. It was something else. She was tired. She wanted out. She wanted out of everything. She was done. Were things that bad in her life that she wanted to leave? Not really. She just felt overwhelmed and stuck. There was a lot of personal advice given. She did not have any karma with anyone because she had never been in a physical body before. She mostly stayed away from people and the entanglement. She is very honest and deals properly. She'll be fine. They're telling me it's time to wrap up. I think that's a good note to end on. Go be light. Go be light. So we want to end on that. And we love you, everybody. And thank you very much. And go get Convoluted Universe Book 5.